Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, for his mercies endureth forever. We bless the name of the Lord for another beautiful day, the 30th day of the month of March, year 2022. We appreciate the Lord for his mercy. We thank God for his greatness. We thank God for his wonders. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you adoration. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you continue to do. We magnify you, Lord. We worship your name. We praise your holy name. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. Beloved, begin to appreciate the King of glory. Bless his name. He has done what no man could do for us. Thank him and magnify him. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I adore you. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your instruction. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. I pray a palabu sakata. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Help me say thank you 7 times. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Beloved, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. And I want you to know that God works wonders when we pray. I want you to believe as you pray right away now, and you take charge of this day. The mighty hand of God shall be released upon you. Favor shall locate you. Men and women shall walk towards you and favor you. They shall assist you and lift your hand up in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to get ready to pray. As we begin to pray, things will happen. But before we pray, take any songs of praises that you love and I appreciate the Lord with it. Bless the Lord with that song. Glorify the Lord with that song. Thank you, Father. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, and worship his holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Each of these prayers will vomit a breakthrough into your life. I want you to pray the prayer with anger. Say, any power using the hours of the night to steal good things from my hand. In the name of Jesus, any power using the hours of the night to steal good things from my hand. In the name of Jesus, any power using the hours of the night to steal good things from my hand. In the name of Jesus, any power using the hours of the night to steal good things from my hand. In the name of Jesus, any power using the hour of the night to steal good things from my hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Every witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every good thing that is dead in my life, wake up. In the name of Jesus, every good thing that is dead in my life, wake up, 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 wake up. In the name of Jesus, every good thing that is dead in my life, wake up now, wake up now. In Jesus' name we pray. Every evil hand directing helpers away from me, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand directing helpers away from me, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand directing helpers away from me, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand directing helpers away from me, wither in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I command the evil hand programmed into your life to wither in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. I want you to pray this next one very well. Say, the original intention of God for my life shall not be aborted in the name of Jesus. The original intention of God for my life shall not be aborted
in the name of Jesus. The original intention of God for my life shall not be aborted. In the name of Jesus, the original intention of God for my life shall not be aborted. In Jesus' name we pray, every witchcraft material, every witchcraft material planted into my life to bring me back to square one, be uprooted and tied. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft material planted into my life to bring me back to square one, be uprooted and tied. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft material planted into my life to bring me back to square one, be uprooted and tied. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Wonderful. Wonderful. Say, every effort of the wicked to hinder my breakthrough be wasted. In the name of Jesus, every effort of the wicked to hinder my breakthrough be wasted. In the name of Jesus, every effort of the wicked to hinder my breakthrough be wasted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Something is happening over there. The Lord is working wonders. La gaga sata kata. Say, generational disappointment in my life. In the name of Jesus. Generational disappointment in my life. In the name of Jesus. Generational disappointment in my life. In Jesus' name we pray, any power that is making life hard for you shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Every power assigned to waste what you have labored for, that power shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Beloved, few days ago we started a kind of teaching that I really want you to take time to listen to. God has been using this program to do a lot in the life of people, and I want you to listen very well. Dealing with destiny killers. I told you that the enemy that want to kill your destiny is one of your dangerous enemies, because your destiny is the purpose of your existence. Your destiny is why you are on this earth. Your destiny is the assignment committed into your hand to fulfill. Your destiny is that space that God said you must occupy. Your destiny, what God has loaded into your life for you to come and drop on, impart on this world. Your destiny is that blueprint of God for your life. Therefore, any power working hard to destroy your destiny is not an enemy you must play with. It's a destroyer, and it must be contended against. Therefore, you must make up your mind that whatever or anything that wants to destroy my destiny must be arrested. I told you that we have some major destiny killers. Number one, we have sin. Sin is a destiny killer. You must get rid of sin. Number two, ignorance. Ignorance also is a destiny killer, because ignorance of who you are is a very terrible thing. Number three, household wickedness. Household enemy is the enemy that is very, very dangerous. Household enemy, it happened to be one of the enemies that has done a lot onto people's destiny. So, household enemy is the enemy you must fight against aggressively. You must fight against aggressively. Number four is demonic attack. Number five is curses. Curses. The curses. The Bible says, curse, curseless come. A curse fly like a sparrow, and it will never land on you if you are not qualified to be landed upon. You must make up your mind to fight aggressively today. You must decide in your mind that every curse working against my destiny must be broken. You must pray violently against strange curses upon your life. A curse could drag somebody backward. A curse could make somebody to labor, and that labor will never, never gather. A curse can gather what somebody has labored for many years. A curse can waste people's labor. A curse can kill somebody physically. A curse can render people useless. So you must deal with a curse with aggression. Deal with a curse with aggression. No, you must not allow a curse to stand on your head. It must be fought against. I pray that as we begin to pray, the Almighty God will fight for us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. We have to take it by force. You have to pray with anger. You have to pray with power. And things begin to work. Things begin to change in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to begin to confess your sin. Wherever you have sinned against God, tell God to have mercy upon you. Aha. And he will save you. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have a bottle of water or a bottle of oil with you, let me pray on it. Father, we thank you for the bottle of oil or the bottle of water in the hand of your children. Turn this bottle of oil into fire. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost enter into this oil. Let the blood of Jesus fill this oil. I command the oil and the water to become an instrument of power. The water shall be filled with the blood of Jesus. The power that breaks the yoke of darkness shall enter into the water and the oil. I seal this oil and the water with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little. Now rub your chest. And you say these three prayer points loud and clear. Strangers of darkness occupying my life, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness occupying my life, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness occupying my life, get out by fire, get out by fire, get out by fire, get out by fire, get out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil, rub it more on your chest. Pray the second prayer. Say, any evil animal programmed into my body, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Any evil animal programmed into my body, come out, die, come out, die, come out, die. In Jesus' name, pray. Eating sickness in my body, die in the name of Jesus. Eating sickness in my body, die in the name of Jesus. Eating sickness in my body, die in Jesus' name. Take the oil and rub it on your forehead. And say this one loud and clear. Say, every evil seal, S-E-A-L, on my destiny, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every evil seal on my destiny, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every evil seal on my destiny, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Take a little and rub it on your stomach. And speak like this. Say, every organ of my body that is not functioning very well, be corrected by fire and begin to function well in the name of Jesus. Make this confession. Say, the organ of my body shall not be controlled by witchcraft power. Say, every cauldron cooking any organ of my body be broken to pieces. Say, oh God, lay your hands upon me and revive me in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now anoint your two hands. Say, my hands, hear the word of the Lord. Prosper by fire in the name of Jesus. My hands, hear the word of the Lord. Prosper by fire. Prosper by fire. Prosper by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I thank you because you are good God. If you have your prayer requests, get them ready. I appreciate what you have done, O Lord. I pray for as many people that are hearing me now. Every situation in your life that needs solution shall receive instant solution in the name of Jesus Christ. Every arrow fire into your destiny shall go back to the sender. Any power biting you at night in form of animal, that power shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that has been assigned by the devil to waste your joy, that fellow shall be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your children shall be under divine cover. The arrow of the enemy shall not locate your children. Power that wants you to labor in vain shall be wasted by fire. Thank you, Father. I pray that this request shall be anointed. There shall be favor on this request. Heaven shall approve this request, and there will be testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Are you here? You are expecting the fruit of the womb. I decree that the hand of God shall rest upon you, and you shall conceive, and the Lord shall bless you with twins. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here now? You have been praying to get a good job. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, within the next 10 days, may heaven locate you and bless you with a good job. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? Marriage has been your problem. Holy Ghost, incubate their lives, overshadow them, and let their own suitor appear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? Your business has gone down. My Father, my God, pump favor upon this business. Oh Lord, pump money into this business. Oh Lord, raise help for this business and let the business rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever may be your own situation, are you writing an exam? Are you going for an interview? I decree success upon your life. I decree success upon your destiny. I pray that the power of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, shall break every yoke of failure, and the glory of God shall cover us. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you have testimony you want to share across, send it across to us, and we'll have this testimony. You can send it to this WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. It will get to us. I can say, if you have given your life to Jesus, also, you can also privacy us. We can pray along with you. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festac Town. Our international headquarters is at number 13 on Lassimbo Street, Unike Sabuyaba, just behind Unilag Second Gate. The Lord has been doing wonders, and you can also pay us a visit. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. I decree that the mercy of God shall not depart from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name.